The podcast Song Exploder does pretty much what its name suggests. Musicians break apart songs so you can hear the pieces, how they were imagined, created, and built into a composition. Song Exploder's producer, Hrishikesh Hirway, has adapted one of his podcast episodes for us. It's about a song from 2001 called I Want Wind to Blow. Here's a little excerpt. Listen closely for the mix of vocals and instruments. The musician who created this song worked alone in a recording studio. He played all the instruments himself, and he put the pieces together. To show you how, he takes us back to the beginning.
My name's Phil Elvrum, and I made a bunch of records under the name The Microphones, and now I make records under the name Mount Erie. I remember writing this song in Philadelphia, mid-tour, in my friend Mira's parents' upstairs bedroom. I just have a distinct memory of waking up, noodling around in the morning, and coming up with a melody of like, dwang, dwang, dwang. It just happened. Sometimes it just comes out. This song is kind of an exception because customarily I don't have a song when I start recording. You know, it's based on experimentation in the studio, and I probably had played a version of it a few times on that tour. So I came home with this preformed thing. When I recorded it, I decided to break it down into just the low G's on one track, and then the higher melody on another track. So I was kind of figuring out it would sound unnatural in a way, but interesting. So that's kind of what I was doing with this guitar part. I've always been really into utilizing the stereo spectrum. Music comes out in stereo. People listen to music in stereo. There's a lot of opportunity there to play with spatial stuff and two speakers. There's two speakers everywhere. It's amazing. I used to have a musical group with a girlfriend called the Thunderclouds. It was like a Beach Boys cover band, and we would just figure out Beach Boys songs, break them into two-part harmonies, and, you know, we played a couple of shows around Olympia. It was very fun. So the first words in the song are "the thunderclouds broke up," which is about us breaking up as a couple and also about the changing weather. You know, it's multiple levels of meaning about weather being a metaphor for my emotions. That was kind of what all my songs were about back then and arguably still are. The thunderclouds broke up and the rain dried up, the lightning let up, the clacking shutters just shut up. And then there's three other vocal tracks which only come in on these like few words that make this kind of elongated chord. I had this hollow body electric guitar, this K guitar. I was aiming for basically the sound of water. You can hear the pick sound almost. I mic'd the strings as well as an amp. Two different delay rates on the right side and the left side to sort of create this disorienting, watery, waves hitting each other effect.
There's no ship on my sea.
It's the last line I sing, and so I go out to sea with the instruments. This recording is me alone in the studio scraping the bottom of a snare drum. I heard that sound first in my head, and I was like, I need this like weird kind of scrape without thinking about snare or thinking about whatever it was that could make it. And then I'll look around the studio. Where can I find those sounds in this room?
There's no hope for me. set free. There's no breeze, there's no ship on my sea.
I'm playing all the instruments here, which leads to a lot of logistical complications running back and forth to hit the record button. The song is about tumultuous feelings. This song sort of builds and morphs into this explosion, and I feel like that's maybe where the power of this song comes from, is this tension that is building for the whole thing. There's this like pulse. And finally there's this release. You know, there's just two piano tracks, but I put the mic like 50 feet away and just like slammed the notes down and let them resonate in the room so they feel huge. I remember discovering that I loved recording, that breakthrough when I was in high school, getting to record for the first time. We had a simple 8-track studio set up in the record store where I worked, and just staying after work and experimenting, realizing what was possible with recording. That's why my project was called The Microphones at first, was because it wasn't even songs, really. It was just sound. The early songs were literally about recording, about gear, sort of in a metaphorical way, like my heart is the preamp or whatever. You know, it's I was in high school, so lay off, man.
Musician Phil Elverum talking about his 2001 song, I Want Wind to Blow. It came to us from the podcast Song Exploder, produced by Hrishikesh Hirway. You can hear the full episode and song and find more episodes of Song Exploder on the podcast network, MaximumFun.org.